So wow, Kieja.
There we go. Jieja.
Sawal
Kieja. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show, brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after-school program with 19 locations in the Bay Area. More information about them can be found at safarikidusa.com. I think people who have been regular listeners of the show have met some of our Safari Kids on air, though this show is not just for Safari Kids, and they've seen how much fun they have in all their after-school programs especially. So if you have a child in a preschool or after-school age, then be sure to check out Safari Kid at safarikidusa.com. First of all, a big thank you to our listeners, because I know this is a long weekend. Happy President's Day to everybody. And you're probably traveling, so if you're making time for this show, I want to say a big thank you. And the way I'm going to say a thank you is by having a listener special today. So today is a listener special, so it's just me and Michael in the studio. And we are going to have questions just for our listeners. Call-in number is 510-770-1550. And the way it works is as follows. We're going to have two questions before every break. And after the break, I'll give you the answers to the questions and also who are the winners to the answers from all the people who call in. And then we'll move on to the next two questions. We try to finish about 8 questions, so this is a real bonanza for everybody who loves listening to the show and calling in to win prizes. So before we start, a couple of things. First of all, please do like our page on Facebook. It is the Safari Quiz Show page. It shows us you support us. It gives us more encouragement and makes us want to keep doing this. We've done this for 2 years. It's our third year now. And we'd like to keep doing this for many more years to come. So please do go and like us on Facebook. Second, our musical showcase. We have a way of presenting kids' musical performances on air during our breaks. We've been doing this with a fair amount of regularity, but I'm still looking for contributions. It can be any form of musical performance. It can be vocal, instrumental, modern, contemporary, classical, Indian, Western, doesn't matter. It can be beginner, amateur, professional. What we are looking for is to showcase our kids and how well they do in music classes, because everybody who learns music is putting in a lot of extra effort, and we really like to encourage that. In fact, today we have a musical showcase performance. As usual, we'll be playing it during our second break. Okay, so let's get started on our listener special. I know we try to do 8 questions. It's always a time crunch, so I want to get started right away. Let me give you the call-in number one more time, and I'll keep repeating it through the program for all those who are tuning in late. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. Today's category is letters and numbers. Letters and numbers. So every question's answer is either a letter or a number. Either a letter or a number. So let's get started. I'm going to do question number one first. We'll take 10 answers, and after the 10th answer, we'll take a mini chatty break and then move on to our second question, so that there's no confusion about which question you're answering. So here is question number one in our category, letters and numbers. Which number, when written sideways, looks like the symbol for infinity? Which number, when written sideways, looks like the symbol for infinity? Call in number again, 510-770-1550. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is 8.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
My name is Shally. My name is Shally, and the answer is the number 8.
Thank you, Shally. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Somi, and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Somi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Sonia. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tria, and I think that the answer is 8.
Thank you, Tria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
My name is Akansha, and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Mahaksh, and the answer is 8.
Can you tell me your name again? Mahaksh?
Mahaksh.
Mahaksh. Wow. Welcome to the show. What a fascinating name. Fantastic. All right. So once again, our call-in number is 510-770-1550. And the question was, which number, when written sideways, is a symbol for infinity? And it's time to take our last call for this question. Whoops. All right. So let's move on to our second question. So everybody who's waiting online, this is now time for our second question now. And here is a question in the same category, letters and numbers. Question number two. The dollar sign features which letter in it? The dollar sign features which letter in it? 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mahak, and the answer is S.
Thank you, Mahak. Got to remember to spell that right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is S.
Thank you. Hi, yeah. You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is S.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is the letter S.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Somi, and the answer is S.
Thank you, Somi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Raul, and the answer is S.
Okay, can you tell me F for what or S for what?
S, the letter S.
Okay, got it.
Q-R-S.
Oh, got it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is S.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sanya, and the answer is letter S.
Thank you, Sanya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is S.
Thank you, Pooja. And last caller for this question number two. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shally, and the letter is S.
Thank you, Shirley. So those were our first two questions. We'll start it off a little easy. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won for questions number one and two, and also move on to questions number three and four. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
Thank you.
Safari Kid Preschool, we understand that every child has different strengths and levels of learning. Our programs are not designed by age groups, but by their learning capacity. And our proven track record shows that our individualized approach works. Check out one of our 17 locations in the Bay Area, or learn more about our successful Safari Kid Preschool program at SafariKidUSA.com.
Jija,
Sawal Kija.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here, and today we're doing a listener special, which means it's just you listeners and me here in the studio, and our call-in number 510-770-1550. And we did two questions before the break in our category letters and numbers. Our first question was, which number when written sideways is the symbol for infinity? Everybody got it right. It's indeed 8. And from all the correct answers, this time Michael speaking the winners. And the answer, the winner for the first question is Shelley. All right. So Shelley, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. If I'm not mistaken, you've won before, so you know what to do. Mention it's question number one in the subject matter of your email, subject line of your email, question number one, and today's date, February 14th. Ooh, Valentine's Day. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. So don't forget to, and in the body of the email, mention your name and contact information and also the question and the answer. All right. Question number two was, the dollar sign features which letter in it? The answer indeed was S. Now, I heard a very fascinating story about why the dollar sign has the number, has the letter S in it. Michael, do you know this story?
No.
Why is it? A dollar should be D, right?
Right.
But you see, it came from an old Spanish coin. The word dollar came from an old Spanish silver coin called the thaler, T-H-A-L-E-R. And it was so popular because it was such a standard, it was such a good standard, that it began going to many countries. And there, they were in many of the Spanish countries, the coin was known as a peso. So when they had to write peso, they wrote the letters P and S together, and over the years the P part has disappeared and the S part has stayed.
Oh, wow.
What a complicated story, isn't it? That's why the dollar sign has S in it. It's actually the S from the plural for pesos, which used to be a thaler in Spain, which is a silver coin. Very interesting. When I looked up why, there was, I forgot a very interesting story out of it. So the letter S is correct, and from all the correct answers, Michael picked the winner, and the winner is Sanya. All right. Sanya, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention in the subject line that you won question number two. And I'll put up the winners on our Facebook page as well if you guys want to go and check later. So it's question number two on February 14th. So Miss Anu can give you a prize as soon as possible. All right. Time to move on to question number three and four. Question number three. Again, we're looking for an answer that's either a letter or a number. What is the lowest grade you can get on a test? What is the lowest grade you can get on a test? 510-770-1550. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is F.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mahaksh, and the answer is F.
Thank you, Mahaksh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is F.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is F.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Go ahead. Oops. Hello, go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni. My answer is the letter F.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Anya, and I think the answer is S.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chintan. It's F.
Chintan?
Yes.
Thank you, Chintan. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanmay and the answer is F.
Is it Tanmay or Tanvay?
Tanmay.
Tanmay, nice name. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sonia and the answer is F.
Thank you, Sonia. And last caller for question number 3. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is F.
Thank you, Gaurav. So that was question number 3. We're going to move on to question number 4. So just let's talk for a second because everybody who's still waiting online, we're moving on to the next question. I also want to mention that we have a few new names today, and that's wonderful. So welcome to the show. I hope you're listening for the first time or calling for the first time. Then let me tell you that we would love for you to come and participate on our show in the studio. We're always looking for new participants. What you need to do is write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com and tell us your grade and your age. And Miss Anu will try and match you up with other kids of the same age or grade so that you can have a very fair competition. If you also want to come and bring along a couple of your friends, that makes our job much easier. We always welcome that, and we always think that when friends come and compete, it's a great deal of fun in the studio. So if you want to participate on the show and be certain of getting a prize instead of just a 1 in 10 chance like you're doing here, then do let us know at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Alright, moving on to question number 4. At what age can you vote in the US? At what age can you vote in the U.S.? That's our next question, 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arno, and I think the answer is F.
Sorry, we had passed that question. We are now moving on to our next question. You can try to answer it. At what age can you vote in the U.S.?
I didn't hear you.
At what age can you vote in our elections in the U.S.? Thank you, Arnav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi, and I think the answer is 18.
What's your name again? Can you spell it?
K-A-S-H-V-I.
Kashvi, what a beautiful name. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is 21.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanmay and the answer is 18.
Thank you, Tanmay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mahaksh and the answer is 18.
Thank you, Mahaksh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akash and the answer is 18.
What's your name? What's your name again?
Akash.
Akash. Thank you, Akash. Hi, you're on the air. Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni. My answer is the age 18.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush and the answer is 21.
Thank you, Ayush.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Varsha.
Thank you.
I'm visiting from Maryland.
Wow, fantastic. Welcome to the show. What's your answer? Thank you, Varsha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is 18.
Thank you, Gaurav. Gaurav was the last caller for question number 4. We're going to take a break, but I want to welcome all those new people who are listening to us. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for our listener from Maryland. That is awesome. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll do questions number 5 and 6. But during this break, we also have our musical showcase. So let me tell you a little bit about the musical showcase. This is a little classical tune that's from Abhi, who in fact was in our studio last week. And he's a third grader from Challenger. He's been learning Carnatic music from Praveena Vardarajan for more than a year now. And his other interests are in piano and drawing. Take it away, Abhi.
Karuna saga na kari vadana lambodara lakumikara ambasuta Avada Vinuta Lambodada Lakumikara Siddha Charana Gana Sevita Siddhi Vinayaka Te Namo Namo Lambodada Lakumikara Ambasuta Amada Vinuta Lambodara Lakumikara Sakala Vidya Adipujita Sarvotama Te Namo Namo Lambodara Lakumikara Ambasuta Amara Vinuta Lambodara Lakumikara.
And that was Abhi's beautiful rendition of Lambodara Lakumikara. I always love listening to this song, this little tune, because it is one of the first things that kids who are learning Carnatic music learn. And there is actually a very nice story behind this. There was a sage called Purandara Dasa, and of course I learned this from Amar Chitra Katha comics, where else, right? There was a sage called Purandara Dasa, and he discovered that it was very easy to get kids to learn music if you made the tunes very simple and sweet. So he composed this Lambodara Lagumikara, if I'm not mistaken, and it is such a sweet tune that kids wanted to learn this pretty tune, and that way they could their interest in music got developed, or the interest got piqued in learning music. So Lambodara Lakumikara is one of the foundational songs for Carnatic music, and thank you Abhi for giving us this beautiful rendition. And if you want to have Abhi, if you want to have your child's music played on air, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We accept it in the form of an MP3, this was an MP4, or even a YouTube link would be great. So please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. We want to give other kids like Abhi the encouragement to have their songs heard on air. All right, we're going to take our regular break now. And when we come back, we're going...
Safari Quiz Show!
Jeeja,
Sawal Kieja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, here with Michael in the studio on a very special listeners-only episode. And before we went on break, we did questions 3 and 4. Question 3 was, what is the lowest grade you can get on a test? And it is indeed an F, but I bet our smart kids who are listening to the show today have never got an F in their lives. And you know what? If you do get that F, you should celebrate. Because it's really hard to get an F. So you should say, awesome! I did awesome at doing badly. Alright, and for winner for that, from all the correct answers, was Gaurav. Gaurav, congratulations! Write to us, you know what to do, on the subject line, today's date, and question number 3. And in the body, you read the rest of the information. Alright, question number 4. At what age can you vote in the US? The voting age in the US is not 21, it's 18. So most of you got it right. Do you know, Michael, that the drinking age is only 21?
Yes, so I know you, that.
So what people are saying is that you have the judgment to decide who's going to be your representative at 18, but you don't have the judgment to decide how much you can drink at 18. So that is the most bizarre thing that I've ever thought of.
It doesn't make much sense.
Make much sense at all. So from all the correct answers of 18, our winner was Mahaksh. All right. Mahaksh, beginner's luck. Congratulations. And we hope to see you in the studio one day. So do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. On the subject line, today's date and your question number 4. And in the body, your name, age, and contact information. All right. Time to move on to question number 5. Let's give out our caller number again. 510-770-1550. We're still in the category letters and numbers. So question number 5 is, on a phone, What number corresponds to JKL? On a phone, what number corresponds to JKL? All right. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Krishi, and the answer is number 5.
Krishi?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is 5.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is 5.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name is Ahana, and the answer is 5.
Ahana, lovely name. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is the number 5.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishita, and I think the answer is the number 5.
Is that Ishita or Nishita? I'm assuming it's Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is 5.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is 5.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi, and I think the answer is number 5.
Thank you, Kashvi. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is number 5.
Thank you, Shelly. Shelly was the last caller for question number 5. Interesting that everybody's answer was 5. That's cool. All right, so if you're still trying to call in for question number 5, please put down the phone, because now I'm going to move on to question number 6. Question number 6 is, how many pieces are there in a chess set? How many pieces are there in a chess set? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Asifa, and I think the answer is 5.
Oh, you're still calling for the last question, honey. You have to call back for question number 6 now. Let's move on. Hi, you're on the air.
32.
What's your name?
Vachi.
Spell it.
V-A-C-H-I. Vachi.
Vachi. Wow, so many new names today. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is 36.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is 32.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mahaksh, and the answer is 32.
Thank you, Mahaksh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishita, and I think the answer is 32 chess pieces.
Thank you. So it was Nishita, not Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is
Arun
from San Francisco, and the answer is 32.
Thank you, Arun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is the number 32.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is 32.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shali, and the answer is number 32.
Thank you, Shali. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tria, and I think the answer is 32.
Thank you, Tria. And Tria was the last caller for question number 6. So it's time for us to take another break. When we come back from the break, we'll see who won questions 5 and 6 and move on to questions 7 and 8. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya and Michael in the studio. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to our listeners only special of the Safari Quiz Show. And just before the break, if you're just tuning in, we did a few questions. We've gone up to 6 questions and we are ready for questions 7 and 8. But before that, we're going to see what questions number 5 and 6 were and what the answers were. So question number 5 was, on a phone, what number corresponds to JKL? Everyone got that right. It's indeed the number 5. And from all the correct answers, Michael picked the winner, and it's Krishi. All right. Another, I think, new caller in. So, Krishi, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. On the subject line, please mention that you won question number 5 and today's date, February 14th. And in the body, your contact information so Miss Anu can send you a prize. Question number 6. How many pieces are there in a chess set? It is indeed 32. 16 black and 16 white. And from those answers, our winner is Tria. All right. So Tria, same thing applies to you. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com is our email. On the subject line, please write question number 6 and today's date, and in the body, the question and the answer. All right, let's move on to questions number 7 and 8. I think we might actually be able to do our 8 questions today. That's really good. So here is question number 8. Still in our category, letters and numbers. Which letter of the alphabet is pronounced differently in England and America? Which letter of the alphabet is pronounced differently in England and America? Call-in number is 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Z.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is Z and Z.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Z.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mahak, and I think the answer is R.
Okay, thank you, Mahak. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is Z.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Z, and which in Hindi is Z.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishwas, and I think that the answer is Z.
Thank you. Vishrut, what is this one? What's your answer again?
Z.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is Z.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is the letter Z.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Afifa, and I think the answer is Z.
What's your name again?
Afifa.
How do you spell it?
Asifa.
Asifa. Yeah. Oh, Asifa. Lovely name. Last caller for this question. So we're going to move on now to question number 8. Question number 8. So this was question number 7. And we're moving on to question number 8. If you're still trying to reach us to answer question number 7, put down the phone and call in again. After we mention question number 8, call in number 510-770-1550. Here is our last question of the day. Which letter signifies a kind of shirt? Which letter signifies a kind of shirt? That's a question. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is T as in Tom.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
T.
Who's this?
Vachi.
Vachi, and what's your name again? What's your answer again?
T-shirt.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishita, and I think the answer is T.
Thank you, Nishita. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is T.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from the San Francisco, and the answer is T.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
My name is Ritwik. I think the answer is T-shirt.
Thank you, Ritwik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is T.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pooja, and the answer is T-shirt.
What's your name again? I didn't get it.
Prakriti.
Prakriti. Thank you, Prakriti. Another nice new name. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is the letter T.
Thank you, Roshni. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mahaksh, and the answer is T.
Thank you, Mahaksh. Mahaksh was the last caller for this question and the last caller for today's episode. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back from our break, we'll see who won questions number 7 and 8. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja. Savar Kiecha. Jija Saval Kija. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've had 1 hour of listener special and we're coming to the end now. It's just time to announce the winners of questions 7 and 8. Let's see what those questions were first. Question 7 was, which letter of the alphabet is pronounced differently in England and America? The answer that we were looking for was Z or Z. I think there may have been a small amount of confusion in terms of which letters sound different in the words. And that's why we had one answer of R. But the answer we were looking for was Z or Z. And from all the correct answers, Michael picked the winner. And the winner was Vishrut. All right. Vishrut, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention today's date and the number of the question, question 7, in the subject matter of the email. And your contact details in the body as well as the question and the answer. Question number 8 was, which letter signifies a kind of t-shirt, a kind of shirt? And the answer was indeed t-shirt. T was the right answer. And I guess you can tell why it's called a t-shirt, because it looks like a T. And from all the correct answers, it was Arin's turn to win. All right, Arin, congratulations. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention in the subject line that you won question 8 on February 14th. It makes Miss Anu's job so much easier. All right, so it's time to wind up our show for today. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who stayed with us today on this long weekend. And we had a lot of new callers. Some of you won, some of you didn't. But if you want to be guaranteed of a win, then the best way to do it is to participate on our show. So please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And mention that you would like to participate, giving your age and grade, so Miss Anu can match you up with other kids of your same age and grade. Next week, we'll be back to our contestant show, and we'll have 3 more listener questions. And the week after that, we may have another listener special coming up. So with that, we bring an end to our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
समझे मारे सब पे छलांग आयो रे आयो रे भाया रंगीलो मेहमान अरे सोरा छोरी भर गो समझे मारे सब पे छलांग मरवाएगा तू पिटवाएगा तू मक्कर 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 घर की छोटरो आयो रे बढ़ गए मारो मेहमान अरे घर की छोटरो
झगड़ा ना तकरार।